Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice, and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com. Yes, let's hear it for the boy. Happy Friday. Miss Shannon.
Hello.
Kenny, happy Friday.
Here we go.
It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Yes, it's Friday, December 3rd. Jason and Dawn are both off today. Mm-hmm. I'm Alexis Thompson, Miss Shannon Paul.
Hi.
Kenny, thanks for hanging with us today, Shannon.
Oh, of course. Glad to be here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm running the board again.
Yes.
So, you know, it's we're just figuring this out
I'm
again.
I'm very confident with you driving
as
over
usual,
there, Alex. Very confident.
It's kind of fun to be back in the driver's seat. But we have a lot of stuff to celebrate, don't we, Kenny?
We do. Welcome to Bartender Appreciation Day.
Welcome
to Faux Fur Friday. Welcome to International Day of Persons with Disabilities Day. Welcome to International Sweater Festival Day.
I like that one.
Welcome to Let's Hug Day. Welcome to Make a Gift Day. Welcome to National Pie Day. Welcome to National Green Bean Casserole Day.
Yes.
And welcome to National Roof Over Your Head Day. And welcome to your very first cup of coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Shannon, you don't drink coffee, do you?
No, but I am coffee adjacent today.
What does that mean?
This is the closest I get. So, you know I do the Livia stuff.
Don't say decaf.
Well, it is. Yeah, but at least it's coffee flavored. They have a creamy cappuccino thing that you can get from Livia, so I thought I would use that today. So I knew I was going to hang out with you, so I'm doing that.
So
it
nice.
At least is coffee adjacent and closer than the tea I normally drink. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny?
My coffee, as I pour my second cup, tastes like faux fur apple pie today. Faux fur apple pie coffee.
It's a nice coat on your tongue. It's like a nice coat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little itchy.
Alexis,
a little fur ball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my coffee tastes delicious today. It's French roast. I am on my second cup as well.
Okay.
Kenny, so I think you'll be proud.
I can tell.
Yeah. You should be proud. I am also hopped up on Tylenol, sinus, and cold. You know,
oh,
just.
Wow.
I feel so much better. It's just I needed
Shannon,
to sleep.
What Alexis just said is she's super high. Right?
Yes,
yeah.
She's just buzzing.
That's why I'm so happy you're here.
You're just buzzing,
guys. TGIF is really what I gotta say here.
Do you need to do like some jumping jacks or something? Like use up some of that energy? You gonna be all right over there?
I did run around the parking lot a little bit, so
I've
I feel better.
No shot at keeping up with you two this morning. No shot.
Because I'm just like this.
Yes.
So, you are like this all
right?
the time.
I am just naturally caffeinated, is really what it is.
True.
So, I actually am trying really hard to like throttle back just a little bit. So
yeah.
I came in, I was like, okay, don't run all over Kenny. So I'm
going
to be chill. My version of chill.
I want Shannon to be Shannon.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you, Kenneth.
That's what
I
we say
that.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It is, unless you're my son.
What's your son doing? Wait, what's who's he trying to be?
My kid. Okay, uh-huh. Let's rewind for a second here. Okay, for like his first year and a half of his life, he was a COVID kid.
Uh-huh.
It was just us and the dog, so he thought he was a dog. He'd run up when anybody came to the house and look out the window and start screaming like the dogs barked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He'd lay on the floor and eat with them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, whoa, this kid.
He was Mowgli in the Jungle Book.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
He doesn't like to wear a shirt either, so that's appropriate.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. He's always like, off. Like, you want to be naked all the time. Okay.
That's a boy thing, though. My kid, like, the minute he comes in, he's like, he'll wear his shirt.
Yeah.
But now he's all like, it's all just boxer briefs. And I'm like, is it that warm in the house? He's like, too hot. He's always like, he's just like, I'm like, it's just, you know, he's always like, he'll run around in the backyard. Like, he just always wants to go outside. It's just him in boxer briefs and shoes. I'm like, you have got to put on pants.
Yes.
At least shorts. And so that's the compromise now is that I've turned in.
Halfway.
I have the full blown Minnesota man. Living in my house because he wears shorts until
winter.
The snow flies and then some. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kenny's nodding because Kenny's like, pants are garbage.
Yeah, so, I don't need those. What are you talking about?
Right.
I think my kid's going down that road too for
right.
sure. So, and then he went to school and that first, you know, we went on a hunger strike. He was in the corner by himself.
Yeah.
I'm like, great, I got that kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, we went to go pick him up and he pretended he didn't know us.
Who was he waiting for to pick him up then? What did he want to do? He just
I'm
wanted
not
to stay
sure.
there?
The trick of like, oh, I guess we're just going to leave without a kid. And we walked out. That didn't even work either.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He was just like, I'm fine right here with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm eating my snack right now.
So he's like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fair.
Basically.
But, okay.
It's a good thing, right? That he likes it there.
Yes.
But it's also, love me.
He still does. But here's the thing. You might as well get used to it now. Because that's the thing. Is like, especially once you get to the age that my kid is.
Yeah.
He goes from, like, basically, I'm the chef and the maid. And so he comes and hangs around me when he needs something.
Right.
And then, like, even, like, occasionally he's like, tickles, please. And
wait, how old is he now?
13.
Oh, okay.
And so the rest of the time, like, I literally go in his room to talk to him. And he's very, like, the way that he communicates, you know, he's not completely verbal. But there's certain things he's very clear on.
Oh,
and
sure.
that's sometimes mom needs to get out of my room. And so I'll go in there, hey, buddy. And he's like, love you, bye. Which means get out.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of thing. That's it. Or he'll say, he'll take my hand and take me to the couch and he'll go, sit. That means you go over here and don't harass me. And what we don't need to be up on each other. So he gets to pick and choose. So you're just stuck with that.
It's their life. We're just living in it, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
I never thought that.
And then they eventually want to hang out with you again.
Yeah.
But now they are autonomous and they're like, I get to decide when we hang out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Okay.
Well, see, and then Kenny, you're like the shining star, right? Because your kid is like your buddy now. Like, he's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And
he is, yeah. He's 21, about to be 22. And I actually, last time he was up I encouraged him to get a job up here and get his girlfriend, who I call his wife, and you know, have a bunch of kids and move in with us. That'd be all right with me.
That's kind of cool.
Because I miss him. He's fun to hang out with. I've got somebody who reads my thoughts and knows my next move, and we can work on things together, and I don't have to tell him, do this, do that, and bring this over, hold this. He just knows everything.
Does it. Yeah.
Yeah. And when the roommate helps me, it's like, oh, my God, just stand right there and hold the light.
Even after all
and
these
she
years.
She gets out the phone, and the light's shining on the ceiling. And with my son, he just knows, we know each other's moves. And it's so fun. It's so cool.
So they'll come back around. Eventually, Zen will be like, okay, I care about you guys again.
That's
but it's
true.
Just going to be in spurts. And think about this, though. Remember when you went through that phase where you couldn't put him down and you couldn't take a shower and you couldn't leave?
Yeah. True.
So it's a hard transition because they normally are like so attached to you. But now that they're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
They'll come back around.
I already have the sense that he has his own life out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're only two.
He's already acting like a teenager.
Right.
Which is
adorable. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's fun. I mean, he does have good friends out, like little buddies that he's hanging out with. And,
yes.
And I'm grateful for that because, you want that socialization. I felt for a long time. Like, what are we going to do?
I've been in distance learning again this week.
Oh.
And so, yeah, because we went into, it's not my favorite.
Oof.
You know, so he's supposed to go back to in-person school next Monday.
They gave you a computer, right? Or a tablet or something?
They gave us a tablet. You know, and it's one of those things that it didn't matter. I'm very blessed in that we have all the technology.
Yeah.
And so they sent the thing home and they did all this stuff and the school did a great job of preparing us better this time because we've been through this before.
Yeah.
So we did it, but he's still not digging it. He's still like, what do you mean I got to do morning meeting? And I'm like, come on, we got to talk to your friends. He's like,
I don't do this here.
Exactly. That's absolutely.
I'm home. I'm supposed to be chilling.
Right. In my boxer briefs. What do you mean I got to put on pants now? Because I'm like, well, because the people are the watching and the this. And he's like, this is not for me. So I'm glad that everybody is recovering and feeling better and things are cooling off at his school and we all get to go back to school next week.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to you real quick, Kenny. How did your son take that? Is he open to the idea?
Oh no, hell no.
To move?
He goes, really? No, absolutely not. No, he's in a band and he's got
he's got
way
stuff.
More down there than he'll get down. Yeah, no.
That's true.
That's not gonna fly.
Okay. It's kind of my dream too. Yeah. I want to be closer to my parents in San Diego, and I always say, well, we'll figure out a way to live with each other.
That multi-generational living is a thing a lot of people are doing now. Like, you read all those articles about people building whole little mini houses in their backyard so that they, and that's
the only way my dad, he's like, I'm not living with my kid. And I go, okay, well, what about
if I build you an apartment?
Something on the side. He's like, maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
You an apartment and you can hang out there.
Yeah.
So. That happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, I got to tell you about how Burger King is trying to be McDonald's.
Okay.
It's kind of dangerous.
A great smile is worth $1 million, right, friends?
How about 10 million?
Sure, Lex.
But does it have to cost $1 million?
Not if your dentist is Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental. She's the best. Dr. Amy is also one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
And doesn't she take like 1 million hours of continuing education classes every year just to stay up to date?
Yeah, well, not 1 million, but at least 75 hours. She's the best. And she really wants to help all of you get the best smile possible.
Now through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You will love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
It's so easy. Just go to hughes-dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
It's the perfect time to get a new smile with fall events right around the corner, you know? And be sure to let the team know you heard about Hughes Dental from your friends at MyTalk.
Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Happy Friday! It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Of course, we're streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. Get our app, tap that app. Win some prizes, take us anywhere. We're a cheap date. I'm Alexis. Miss Shannon's hanging with us this morning. Hey,
hello,
girl.
Hello.
Hey, boy. Hey, Kenny. Oh, say it again. Say it again, Kenny. One
Good
more time.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jason and Don are both off today, so, man, we're just... going crazy today in a good way.
Yes, absolutely.
We can just kind of have some fun and not that we can't before, but I'm running the board, so we can do whatever we want.
Right.
Yeah, no, you know how it is. But anyway.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Here we are, having a great Friday. We have a lot of food talk to get to, so let's get to that.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Okay. Do you guys like Whoppers? Burger King Whoppers?
Not so much, but
no.
But what are they?
Not so much. Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I usually, when I used to go to Burger King more often, I'd get a double bacon cheeseburger.
Okay.
Ooh. That was kind of what I would get.
Right.
They're really good. And then, of course, like the chicken tenders. And, well, the Whopper is turning 64 years old.
Okay. Wow. Well seasoned. All right.
And like McDonald's, remember they did this with their breakfast sandwich a few weeks ago? Some people were really upset because they weren't really clear in the beginning about how you had to get the app, and that was the only way that you can get the breakfast sandwich for, you know, 60 cents or whatever it was. Well, the Whopper, they're selling it for 37 cents today and tomorrow.
The what's original price. Well, the article made it sound like you're just doing it.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, what's the...
Kenny, good question.
What
It's the same situation. You got to get their app. You need to be in what's called their rewards their Royal Perks Reward Program.
Which I didn't even know they had.
Neither did I.
Okay.
So you got to get that app, and then then you can get the Whopper. It's today and tomorrow. It's a two-day birthday bash.
For 37 cents.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know we have serious issues going on in the United States and the world, and there's a lot of things to be upset about. I think this is the top of my list. Nothing makes me more angry than this. And I'm about to take to social media and go on a rampage, an ill-informed rampage, like everybody else does.
Because
on social
you have
media.
To get the app? Is that what you're upset about?
Yes. What is this nonsense? I'm not getting your app. As a matter of fact, not only am I not getting your app, I'm done with you completely.
Just completely.
Wow, you broke up with them over having to get their app.
But that chicken, that traditional chicken sandwich.
That big patty that's fried.
Okay, I'm
huge.
Done with you for everything else, but the traditional chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that.
My favorite, there was a guy a couple of years ago that went to all of these fast food restaurants and said, like, would order something based upon the picture. And then when it didn't come out like the picture, he'd go, hey, can you make it look like this picture? And most of the places were able to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was surprised with how successful he was once he was like, hey, like he was kind of like quirky but nice about it. Like, I'm really sorry. I thought it would look like this. And then they'd go, oh. And then the people would just kind of disappear to the back and then come back with the stuff.
Oh, wow.
On it.
With so the lettuce it kind of looking all glistening.
Well, at least with the more glistening looking things, and then like so, if you it at least looked a closer approximation to what their food photographers had managed to create to put on the menu, it was brilliant. I loved the idea.
Speaking of that, Shannon, one of my many jobs when I was unemployed from radio was I worked in a studio.
Yeah,
and a lot of the income for the studio was shooting food. They had a big kitchen in there. And that's a day-long process to get a good shot of any kind of food.
Yeah. And I mean, you think takes a lot of time to put makeup on people. I mean, making your food look like
You're right. You have to put makeup on the food. A lot of times it's not even edible when it's done.
Absolutely not.
No, lots of like resin, like to get that glassy, glowy look.
They're like, what is the approximation of well, you know, cooked beef? all right, well, we got to put actually like some nail polish on it or something.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I agree with you, Kenny. I'm sure that it was fascinating watching all of that.
Yeah, or you find out that beef for the photo actually is like, you know, like raccoon meat or...
you know, it has better texture.
Just something awful. Yeah, woodchuck meat.
That it just holds up better. The staying power of the woodchuck is much better than actual beef.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
They had to like make it look plumper, or they add like flour or something. Yeah,
you're right. Exactly.
It's really not good.
Just Play-Doh or something like that. It's not anything where they're like, well, afterwards the staff is going to chow down. We're like, no, nobody's eating that now. We created that.
You know, it's not like when food comes here and we're all like vultures. Like,
Right? Just down nothing there? Left. Not even crumbs left.
No.
We've already generated mail from Panda.
Oh, okay.
Panda says, Burger King has Whopper Wednesday, and I think it's like a BOGO.
Okay.
My dad gets it often, but that doesn't need an app. Just do that, people. Don't download an app for one day.
Yeah, Panda.
She's right. Yeah, she's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Panda does good research. Good job, Panda.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. Hey, you also were talking about some barbecue sauce, something local.
Yes.
We'll do that when we come back.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You can tell us about all about that because we always want to support local, don't we?
Right,
always
absolutely.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Just like you might want some listener rewards for the month of December, you can win tickets to an advanced screening of Being the Ricardos, plus tickets to the Holiday Boutique or Dancing with the Stars live. You'll see all this up for grabs and listener rewards on our app or at mytalk1071.com. We'll get to that barbecue sauce next.
Have either of you ever heard of a bachelor's completion program? I just learned St. Mary's University of Minnesota has this program.
Yes, isn't that a program where you can complete your bachelor's degree? You know, if you always meant to finish your degree, and then, of course, life happened.
I did hear that. St. Mary's knows that by completing your bachelor's degree, you're closer to reaching your career goals. They have a program designed to complete your degree in just 1 year. Flexible schedules that work for you.
Right, Dawn. St. Mary's knows that balancing your current job, family, and then trying to add in school can be an overwhelming thought. So they have class schedules created to allow you to finish your degree without sacrificing your peace of mind.
I love that. I've heard great things about St. Mary's. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are supportive and will help you succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or MyTalk keyword St. Mary's.
Is this song making you happy, Shannon? I love your big smile over there.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, she's really smiling real big over there.
It's also Friday. Yeah, I've been digging Lil Nas X for a while.
Yeah, I'm happy that it wasn't just the one hit and that's it. He's got a lot of good hits.
I actually like so much of his music on his new album, so much more. I really wasn't that dirt road thing that he did.
Yeah.
I just was like, okay. And I like country music, but I didn't like that particular... I got burned on that song.
Yeah.
This, I like this stuff. And Montero and all these things. I'm grooving on this.
Industry baby. Mm-hmm. You're looking for some new music to download?
Yeah.
It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Jason and Dawn are both off today. I'm Alexis, Miss Shannon, Kenny, all with you this morning. You tried some barbecue sauce or some local barbecue?
Yes, yes.
We're always looking for good extra condiments, aren't we, Kenny?
Always.
So I was fortunate enough to meet the owner of Daddy Sam's All Natural Barbecue Sauces, S-A-W sauces.
Mm.
She's very sassy. Her name's Kyle Oglesby, and it's the family business. You know, she took it over from her dad, and there's a good legacy. You can go to daddysams.com, and this is something that you get now at a lot of our local retailers. So you can go into like a lot of the stores, and it was interesting talking to her about this because she does a variety of different sauces, like salmon glazes, dry rubs, all these things. And it was really interesting talking to a local business owner and entrepreneur that's dealing with a lot of the supply chain issues. So she was talking about how some of her orders were delayed because they can't get the jars even and those things. And so they have these orders that they're waiting to fulfill and to expand, but they have to deal with all of these kind of things. So it was just really interesting. So,
and you want to keep your branding pretty similar.
Right. So. Well, yeah. So, I mean, and yeah, plus you just need the jars to put them in. So they can have the labels, but it's just the actual physical jars to put the product in. They were behind on getting it.
They're not available. You can't just like
Ziploc bag it.
You know? And so it was just so fascinating talking to her about the way this goes. And so I bought a bunch of it. Like my favorite one is literally called Daddy Sam's Just Slop It On. Just slop it on. And so I just love that it took all of the daintiness and all of the hey, you're supposed to be, you know, a super fancy Epicurean, like, kind of thing, and do all the, it's just, no, just put it in a bowl and then toss everything on it and then just stick it in. I put it in my air fryer.
Nice.
And I was like, okay. It was, and it's really good. It's really good and, like, made naturally with all the stuff. Doesn't have a lot of preservatives and junk in it. So, yeah. So, if you see that out and about, you can go, yeah, we heard about it. And Miss Shannon met the owner, and she was super cool.
Daddy Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys eat barbecued ribs? What's the process?
Do you mean if somebody's around or if I'm by myself?
Ah, that's where I was headed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're wet, right?
Yeah, let's go publicly first.
Publicly, I take a knife and I do as much as I can to remove the food from the bones.
Yeah.
And then I eat it that way.
Using a fork.
Yeah. If I'm home, rawr, yeah.
Lex?
I do the same no matter.
In public, too.
I figure they're ribs. That's what you do. You just pick it up and you bite it.
Even like if you're at a rib fest, an outdoor fest, you just walk around slobbering those things?
Oh, even better. We're among friends, right?
Yeah, and if you're at a rib fest, usually if you have it in like one of those boats, those paper boats, then you kind of have to try to figure out a way to just
slurp it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because you like always get to a point. I like that sauce dripping, not dry. I mean,
I like the dry rubs better.
They're good too, but
usually. But yeah, and so it is. Yeah, it's one of those things that I'm like, I'm really glad that I like to eat by myself. And so, because I'm cool with that, I don't need company. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
Like, I just figure you're going to see this eventually. So,
and I carry a lot of like those plaques, those floss things with me.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Can you carry floss all the time too, don't you? Same reason.
Here you go, right here.
There you go. Yeah. Bam.
Always within reach. Right.
How about your ribs, Kenny?
I don't eat them publicly and I rarely eat them privately. And when I do eat them privately, I eat them with the public method.
Oh, really? So you're always a knife and fork person.
Yeah, and I, if I'm lucky enough to get there before the ribs are divvied up, I find that the most meat is at the ends.
Yeah, so you do that part.
That's a crispy, flavorful part.
Well, Kenneth, I am so surprised that you are so...
It's very civilized.
Very civilized.
But you
can just comb that later.
That's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, it sticks with you for a couple of weeks.
You don't want to shampoo.
Just the smell alone.
And if I get to the table too late and they've already been cut up, then it's bologna sandwich time.
I won't even do it. See, yeah. I will. I'm all about it, so it's all fine. Like, and I shouldn't try and be so dainty because there's been lots of times where I know that I'm amongst friends, like Alexis, and I could eat them the other way. But I'm like, no, you know what it is that I don't like it when my hands are dirty. That's why, you know, kind of thing. I don't care so much, like, I don't have all the facial hair that Kenny has, so I'm not worried about that. I shave mine too. Yeah, exactly.
This morning.
Yeah,
and
that's that little
why,
thing.
Mm-hmm. And I know I could be persecuted for this. I can't do chicken wings.
Oh,
really?
That makes sense, though, Kenny, with that beard.
They're so sloppy. I don't like my hands covered in that slop, and it gets all over my face. So
it's just boneless for you.
If I eat chicken, I always have to have floss in my pocket right next because
Now I have baby wipes wherever I go, so I just kind of figure.
That makes sense.
That's the fun of eating it. It's messy, guys.
I think this is what I'm going to get you for the holidays, Kenny, is I'm going to get you one of those cool man beard combs and a whole grooming set, because then it'll free you up to eat some of this stuff, because you'll go, well, I'll be able to moisturize and condition and groom it. Yeah,
with your brush.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And I'll get you there. I know some really good brush, like some conditioner for your nice man beard.
I'm gonna help you out.
That's another thing. I met somebody that does that stuff
like
too.
Beard oil?
Yes.
That's really big. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're gonna hook you up, Kenny.
It's like a baby doll brush.
Exactly.
I don't know where it came from.
Does it have like boar hair bristles or something? Is it one of those fancy ones, Kenny?
It hurts my skin when I use it.
Oh, well then don't. And we'll get you one that doesn't hurt your skin. You don't have to exfoliate
every
time.
That's for the outside hair.
The only food I make an exception for is corn on the cob. I put the little pokers in the end and just go to town spinning and chewing. And
like an old school typewriter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Because some food, I'm like, all right, is it worth the mess?
Yes.
And you make like like crab legs, like a pile of leftover, you know, carcass.
And the
I'm cool with that.
Too.
Yeah.
You're just getting a little bit sometimes.
Right. They're just going to town.
Cranking it out. Mm-hmm. But, oh, that's so good, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we need some messy food.
I'm
like that.
Hungry. Yeah. I just figure you're going to see it eventually, so.
True.
I mean, you're right, though. At some really nice events, you want to pick something that's not that messy.
Right, exactly. You know, but if you're at a messy event, like if you go to Crayfest and you're doing the stuff with the crayfish, you know it's going to be messy.
Yeah.
And anybody trying to be dainty doing that, I'm like, you came to the wrong party.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to happen here.
This is the place to just let it go.
Right. Piles of crayfish bodies. That's what you mean.
Lex, we forgot to ask Dawn. She went out for lunch with Donna and Steve and Rocco and Dan, and we were speculating that Dan was obviously going to tuck his tie into his shirt wrap himself with those plastic bibs.
Yes. Oh, we didn't ask that.
And we forgot to ask her how ridiculous he looked.
Yeah. That sounds like a thing he would do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him putting on a hairnet, too.
A hazmat suit. I don't want to get my suit messed up. Well, because we do know that Rocco's the only one that ordered, like, we saw a picture of him. He had the rock lobster. He had the whole big spread.
Yeah.
And, of course, Donna and Dawn.
They're trying
Olivia
to be petite.
And stuff too. Yes. Mm-hmm. They got, like, a salad and, like, little shrimp and things like that.
No, I would have done that if I was with them.
You didn't know what he cared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the boss is paying you all, just order stuff you're not even going to get.
Like, wrap this up. This will be dinner, lunch, breakfast for the next few days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Put all those biscuits in the, you know, to go.
Yes.
Extra biscuits all around.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's when you bring a Tupperware in your purse.
True.
That's my Grandma Mona style.
You're true.
Oh, yeah.
Tupperware in your purse and a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. And you are prepared. Yes.
You're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Look at us.
I'm
We're
going
to be
you.
The craziest old ladies.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, yes, we already are.
I already know. I know exactly what... I have a faux fur coat that I'm going to wear all the time, like in the grocery store. I know exactly what kind of crazy old lady I'm going to be.
Is it floor length?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. It's in my closet, and they're going to be like, that's the lady.
Yep. That's her.
Buying her peaches in her floor-length faux fur coat. I'm good.
Oh, I love it. We'll think about that visual during this break. The other thing I want to talk to you guys about, this makes so much sense. We watched One Night Only, Adele's special, and Seth Rogen was there, and he looked a little funk, and we know why now. Mm. We'll tell you next.
Okay. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Cha-cha-cha. Jason and Alexis in the morning, MyTalk1071.com. I'm Alexis, Miss Shannon, Kenny, hanging with you this morning. Jason and Dawn both on vacation today. And having a great time. I hope everyone's good travels and all that good stuff.
Right.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I have some fun weekend plans too, because it's Friday.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Seth Rogen, we got to talk about him. When I say his name, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Super high.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right.
Like all the time, it feels like.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess at Adele's One Night Only, because we saw him in the audience going, wait a second, Seth Rogen's there. He was right at the front. You're like, are they friends? How did that work? And it turns out he's as confused as we were.
Absolutely.
That he was not only there, but that close to her.
Right. Because he doesn't even know why he got such good seats.
Right.
It sounds like,
he's
like, real talk, I'm surprised they put me in the front.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
Tonight Show. Yeah, he's told Seth, he's like, wait a second. I thought we were just going to go to this show.
Like a little show.
Little show. Maybe just a little special. But that it wouldn't be taped or anything. So he decided him and his wife, they were going to get super high.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess they do that often, of course.
Right.
But maybe they would have
He's like, it's a Tuesday, and then we go to a thing. Right. And so he's like, this is what we do before we go out and we hang out. We do this first. And so...
imagine being high. You show up at this concert. There's all these other celebrities there. And they're like, come on, Seth, let's go. Let's go to your seat. And you just keep walking. You keep walking.
Yes.
You're walking and you're walking. And they're like, hey, you're in the front row.
And he's like,
sat
why?
Inside of Drake.
Yes.
And remember, Drake is like one of her musical confidants.
Right.
She sent him the album just... he's the only one to make sure that he liked it.
But we've been at these things before when they stage them. I still think it's fascinating that the producers were like, put Seth Rogen in the front.
Yeah.
Like, what did they think he was going to do? Like, burst into tears when she got to hello? Like, what did they think he was... like, why did they want his reactions to be the main reactions? I just think that's fascinating. That they're like, okay, all the notable notables...
People. Yeah, we'll put him in front of Drake. We'll put him in front of Ellen DeGeneres, in front of Kris Jenner. I mean, he was equivalent to where Lizzo was sitting.
Yes.
And Lizzo had that, remember that big cape with the flowers? Like, just beautiful and voluminous and...
And Seth's looking like he was going to go to Target.
Yeah, he like, did. Super high.
Did anybody put a microphone in his face and talk to him that night?
Oh, no.
No, uh-uh.
Mm-mm. And he's just like everybody. He goes, this is the most popular thing I've done now. And so that I think is interesting that it has turned into a buzz that Seth Rogen, like this upped his celebrity like completely.
Because
they're like, because people just presume now that he's, you know, kicking it with Adele. And he's still like, they're, because even with him saying to Jimmy Fallon, yeah, I don't know her. I don't know why I got such good tickets. Everybody's like, well, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah. And that he was
maybe
so
he's
close.
Lying. Right.
I don't know.
Do you think his open weed talk and weed use and being high all the time is going to affect his career?
Positively. Because now he also sells weed.
Yes.
So
but
what do you mean by affect his career?
Is he going to be just known as Pothead Seth? And that's all he's known for?
No,
and
because...
Are the movie roles going to dry up? Because I'm thinking of Doug Benson. Do you guys know the comedian Doug Benson?
Yeah.
And it seems to me... I kind of lost interest in Doug. I thought he was really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I don't have anything wrong. I couldn't care less about how much pot you smoke. But it just seemed to me that he turned into kind of a one-note pony kind of guy. And all Doug does is weed. And I don't know if he has... the ability, how do I say this? Okay, Snoop.
To transform.
You know, Snoop does a lot of weed, but Snoop has skills, and he's really good, and he's got flow, and he can write, et cetera, et cetera. Same with Willie.
Yeah.
Willie, also known for weed, but Willie, a hell of a musician, still performing, still making money. And I'm just wondering if Seth has the chops and the ability to keep his career going while also being known as a guy that's always high.
Well, I do think that sometimes it's a matter of branding and knowing who your audience is and leaning super into it. And that's what I think that like a Doug Benson has does, because there's certain things about his persona. The following that he has are very loyal and very that's his jam.
Yep.
And so I think that there's a difference when people are intentionally trying to show their diverse nature, and there's other people who are like, no, this is the kind of thing that I do. And it seems to me that the Seth Rogen thing is that not only does he take these kind of roles, but he writes these kind of roles where it makes sense.
Yeah.
And so
he's
even
not just
like
an actor,
right? And so even like the last movie that he did with like the political one or the rom com, the political one that he just did. With, I think, Charlize Theron.
Long Shot?
Is that what it was called? Yes.
I don't remember.
Right. And so he can be the anti-hero, the goofy guy that can flip it all around. And so that's his character. So I don't think it matters to people who, you know, and I am not good at smoking weed. So that's not, but I have lots of friends that are good at it.
Well, he looked real high during the performance.
And there's just...
He can function really well. He's talked about that. I've heard him on Stern before talking about how he needs it every day. It's his therapy.
Yeah.
And for him, I don't think it matters, Kenny.
No, I don't think
he can
either.
Really lean into it and write roles around it and sell it.
Right.
Weed, like alcohol, takes more and more every day to get you where you need to be.
Okay.
Right.
What started out as a joint a day, and now is, you know, could be 20, 30 joints a day just to get where you used to be when it was just a joint.
Yes, but I also think that weed technology is increasing. So the potency of it, the different variations, like the bioscience behind marijuana is increasing all the time.
There's two strains, and one puts you in the couch, and the other one has you cleaning the house.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think that it's really just a matter of, some people, they're like, nope, we do. You know, I have people that'll talk to me like hours about the concept of farming it and what they do with all of that stuff. Sure. So I am always fascinated from that side of it as an industry.
Well, it's natural, too.
Exactly. So I can see why for Seth, he's like, no, this is what I choose to do. You know, kind of thing. And so I think he'll be okay, because I wasn't really looking at Seth Rogen where I was going, well, with the arc of his career, did he seem like he was going to start doing all these super intense roles? It didn't really seem that that's what he was working towards. Yeah, he was working towards that make really interesting comedies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what's good about him, too, is because he's also a producer and a writer.
Right.
If he feels like he wants to do that, he can just pivot and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I know other actors, musicians, et cetera, et cetera, that smoke a ton of weed, but you'd never know it.
Right.
You never know it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, to me, it's like making the choice to not work blue as a comedian.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot, I guess there's a lot of weed in the Beatles documentary
on Disney
Plus. Mm-hmm. And
normalizing that whole thing.
Oh, right.
Like, we're like, oh, look, we watched that on Disney Plus, so it must not be that bizarre. I'm like, interesting. Okay.
Which I'm hoping to watch this weekend. Kenny, did you get Disney Plus yet? Or
do you have his password?
I have my own. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it during the break.
Okay.
Because Jason keeps saying that he's going to give me his password, but then he never does.
Okay. I'll do it right now.
Yes.
Yeah, because I really want to watch that.
Yeah. And you'll enjoy it. Like,
did
I talked
you watch
to,
some of it?
I watched some of it because Rocco is a big fan. And so Rocco and I were talking about it. And so it made me go, I'm not a big Beatles fan, but I do like the behind the scenes documentary style
process.
Just of all those kind of artists. So that part, and I'm not through with it, but I did go, oh, that was just interesting.
Shannon, did you see the thing that McCartney did with Rick Rubin?
No.
That was also, what the hell was the name of that? It just came out recently, and I think it was 3 or 4 parts, and it was also really, really fascinating.
Okay.
Because
I'll look
it was just Rubin, and I don't think you could have picked a better guy to do it, producer Rick Rubin.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sitting in a studio, and McCartney would sit down at a piano or grab a guitar or grab a bass, and it was absolutely fascinating.
Oh, it's called McCartney 321.
And that you can see on Hulu. So we can grab that on Hulu.
Yeah, and you really learn, and I think from what I've heard with this new documentary, that McCartney is just one hell of a songwriter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to watch that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Get all Beatles over this weekend.
Here we go.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin and the big interview last night with George Stephanopoulos, aired on ABC. We've got some clips, and how could that gun have gone off without pulling the trigger? It could have.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that, and also tipping this holiday. Who do you tip and how much?